Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Did my English improve? Is much more of a question.
I can't. I think so, but I don't remember your English being bad. You have an accent because you're French Canadian. Obviously, everyone's gonna have.
Yeah,
I have
course,
an accent.
Of course,
everyone has accents. But I don't remember it being bad. I think it's just if you don't speak it for a while, you have trouble finding your words. Same with me in any language. It's all like that. If you don't speak it a lot, you're gonna have trouble finding your words.
Yeah, but most of my clients are English, and I speak English pretty much every day for like years. So
most of your clients are English.
I said most. Most of them were for my whole career, but now with all the podcasts and all the visibility I have in the French Quebecer world, I have way more Quebecer than
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That makes more sense.
But before that, it was especially before COVID, because people could like travel more. Now, even if they can travel, because I had a lot of Americans coming to do like sex tourism here and go back to their wife and or something like that, like living in Vermont or.
Oh, and they drive up?
Yeah, they drive up and the same day they go back. During COVID, obviously, there was none of that.
I think you told me that they drive up from Vermont.
A lot of them actually.
Well, there's nothing to do in Vermont, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. And prostitution is illegal and way more expensive, probably because it's illegal.
So what's finally, has anything changed here? What are the laws here? Because people are going to ask again, every podcast that we talk about hookers.
Are
prostitutes illegal in Montreal?
No, prostitution is decriminalized.
It's not legal or illegal, it's not illegal.
It's
not criminal.
Tolerated. Let's say what I do is completely legal. I pay my taxes. I hire employees that are on the payroll legally and stuff. I can buy properties, real estate if I want. Everything
with
outside.
Money from whoring.
Yes,
you're allowed. Okay, that's the question. Okay,
at the Revenu Quebec, my title is like I don't know how they put that, but it's clearly that. And everything that's around
just says
is
whore.
Illegal. Yeah, whore. That would be awesome.
And you're just staring at the paper. You're like, "Was it said to you?"
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so it's all legal?
It's all legal, but everything around is illegal. If I have a driver, for example, that drives me somewhere and protects me in a way because
that's
it's kind
illegal.
Of a security check, he's illegal.
But then wouldn't that be your employee?
Yes. They're living off prostitution money. That's illegal.
But so are you.
No, because I do my own money. For example, because the law is pretty biased.
I'm curious.
There's some specificities in that. For example, I have the condo where I work.
Yeah.
It's my name on this condo. If I rent it to a friend so she can see a client or a colleague or whatever.
Illegal.
That's illegal. I rent an hour. I pay
one whore at a time.
Of her whore money and I'm illegal right away.
That's so strange.
Clients are illegal too. It's
so you're allowed to
that's
take the client's money, but he's not allowed to give it to you.
Yeah. How hypocrite.
Get the handcuffs right now. Get the handcuffs right now.
You
knew all these rules.
That's where the whole setting on the table thing comes from.
What do you mean?
You put the money on the table and then they collect it.
I didn't give it to her. She just found it.
Yeah.
Did you just teach me something?
Of course.
I thought it was just to be polite. They would put it on, maybe in the U.S., but
they just don't
want to
get arrested.
Wanna, like,
here too, I would always, in the past, I would always do that.
He's like, I'm not getting arrested, bitch. I didn't give you any money. I was leaving it there. I turned around and you took it.
That's
I wasn't banging a whore. I was robbed by the woman I had sex with.
That's good.
I'm a victim.
Yeah. I am a victim.
Actually, that's true. They always put the envelopes solely on the table.
Oh, they give you envelopes.
Yeah, I asked for an envelope. I asked for a red envelope, and I get it maybe 90% of the time. Because I want to see if people read my fucking website, because it's so important that your clients read everything I write on that. So at the end, in small letters, it's written, bonus point if you bring a red envelope. And most people, like 90%, 95% people give me red envelopes. So I have so many red envelopes, like these Chinese New Year envelopes, for example. Or
it's like a writer on tour for us and Mike and everything. You throw in random shit.
Skittles or whatever.
Yeah, just to make sure they're fucking reading it.
Exactly. Exactly. And it works. At this time, if the guy comes with a red envelope, I've never seen him, I already know he did his homework. Like, he's ready. He read everything I had to say about me, about my limits, about my rules or whatever. I know they read that because where it's placed on the website, I know they read it. So
you can't get arrested, but he could.
I can't get arrested, yeah.
But he could.
And unless I have a minor client. Obviously, if you're banging minors, whether you're
hooking or not, you're going to get arrested. But this guy could get arrested, but you can't.
Not too long ago, a big police operation. I've been invited to a few radio shows to talk about it that day.
You were part of the operation? You're a rat?
Yes, exactly. I'm the, how they say, Christensen and stuff. There's like the decoy.
You're the inside man.
They arrested clients that were there to see 18 plus escorts for something that's like consensual between two adults. And it's a first in Quebec that they do this kind of John's School operation that they call it. They do that in the US a lot, but now they did one in Longueuil. It was a huge deal, and they're trying to expand that to every city in Quebec.
Why in Longueuil? Such a nice neighborhood.
I have no freaking clue. I even asked to a friend who's a police officer. He couldn't even tell me why they chose Longueuil. Maybe I know why, but carry on.
Okay.
I know a lot of girls that work there. It's a big problem for them because this article was huge. It was in like Journal de Montréal, La Presse, everywhere.
It's gonna be bad for business.
It must be bad for some business. It's not bad for my business because it's not the way I operate. But of course, it's not helping anything because you just show to everyone that it's bad, it's illegal and everything. And usually outside of these operations, it's very tolerated. I've never heard before that a client who was going for services to a consenting adult and everything went well, that got arrested. Never happened, never heard of it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah. I will tell you something, even people who are listening right now and they're like, I don't even care if they're consensual, I'm against it. If you're Canadian or American, you've already paid for it. Because I just read an article yesterday. Zelensky spent a lot of our money to get a lot of hookers for his soldiers. So your tax dollars are going to prostitutes just in another country. Yeah. You're paying for Ukrainian prostitutes, essentially.
I have a lot of soldiers and military clients.
I'm just saying, we're doing, whether you like it or not, it's happening. Yeah. Okay, so this thing, I've always wondered that. I've always wondered, can you stay there and then a guy comes and he gets arrested and you're like, I'm sorry, bro.
I don't know, actually. That's the thing. I always talk from my place of privilege in this industry. I understand that I'm like in the luxury escorts. I'm probably one or the most expensive in town. So I'm kind of unaware of all these things. I'm aware because I want to be aware, but it doesn't touch me. Why I talk about it and why I try to change
that. It doesn't touch you
because
it doesn't pay enough.
Exactly.
If it did.
Yeah, you got to be rich touch. If it had
a private jet, it'd be touching you.
Yeah. Oh, private jet is another thing I did since last time we saw each other. Yeah, you too. You did too. That, bitch, I remember.
Yeah, I'm a bigger whore than you.
Is it to you or I think it was to preach. I was so mad that you guys were on a private jet
before you.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was in a private jet, I was like, yeah, bitches. But it wasn't in the same, your private jet was better than mine.
I don't know. They're private jets are overrated, I find.
Oh yes. That's what I understood. Yeah.
The
I
only
much
good
prefer
thing?
First class in a commercial plane than
agreed.
Private jet. Yeah.
The only good thing about a private jet is that you don't go to the real airport, the real customs.
Yeah.
You're just free.
Yeah.
Like a real human being. That I like.
Yeah.
That's how the elites live.
Yeah.
But the plane itself is just another fucking plane.
It was so cool. When we landed with the private jet, it was in Thailand. I think we had like 25 Thais following us and just like carrying, I don't know.
Like ladyboys.
So many. Oh, no. Like airport employees that just walked us through everyone. Like we didn't wait for a second.
So the guy that hired there, you? Wanted to go to Thailand.
Yeah, we went to Thailand for like 6 weeks. Of the year. Yes. Longest trip with a client ever.
Okay, so this client, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Why did you choose Thailand? The capital of chicks with dicks. This is why I'm asking. You don't go to a Mexican restaurant unless you want burritos. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you're not gonna go to a Greek restaurant and be like, "Does anybody here have tacos?" Nah, bro.
We went to this ping pong show. Like, what I think is the most traumatizing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Were they shooting balls out?
Oh, that's the beginning of the show. They start with that. Okay, that it's nothing comparison with what I saw. I was traumatized when I went out of, and I'm a very open-minded person, but that was too much for me. I couldn't stand it. I was like, "Can we fuck off?" It was so scary. Everything they did with their vaginas.
Yeah, not
do,
for.
Do,
not,
you
not,
want,
not.
Do you want details? I remember last time I was talking about like.
No, last time you were talking about injuring injuring penises and it hurt my
but
stomach.
But now
I don't
it's
wanna,
vaginas. That's why.
Still,
that's
still
why
painful. I don't
want to
hear about.
I
any
can
of this.
Torture a penis all day long, but vaginas can't.
You're biased. I don't like the, your two-way attitude.
Oh yeah, and what about you?
No, I said even the vaginas they hurt. I don't want to hear about vaginas. It's gonna hurt my stomach.
Okay.
I'm gonna think about. I don't want. You know, you're fisting people. It's too much.
If your wife gives birth, are you gonna like faint or something beside her?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think I'd faint. It's, I think I fainted. I think I've lost consciousness like once when I knocked my head, but I need to slam my head.
Okay.
Like
need,
yeah. Like,
alcohol?
No.
Not
you,
even?
No. I'm not a pass out guy. I stay up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's true. I've never seen you like wasted or shit face or whatever.
No, but even if I ever get shit, to me to pass out completely,
No,
I'm a fucking bull. I'm
you
a,
fall asleep.
No, not even.
No.
I don't. I
should
I'm
ask
very,
your wife instead.
No, I don't. I'm very, like I said, I fainted once in my life. Like I lost consciousness, but it's because I hit my head. I fell on the concrete
in
the back
God.
Of my head and I hit it when
God.
I was young. That's the only same. Time. Or else never been knocked out.
I did the same thing. I fell my head on the concrete when I was like 13 years old. My mom was there and she thought I was pretending when I fell because I fell like slow mo, she says. Fell, hit my head on the concrete again. And I did the...
Oh, you hit it twice?
Yeah. And I did the epileptic seizure, whatever you call
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm epileptic now because of that. They did a lot of brain tests and they told me I'm epileptic. Luckily, it never happened again after that. And hopefully it won't happen anytime because I was a scene technician for like 4 or 5 years when I was younger. And all these strobing lights could have just killed me when I was like hanging on the ceiling or whatever. I tested it a lot. I'm okay.
Well, I heard, I only found out this week, I was watching a video of another girl that she got knocked out because she had her first seizure. And then the doctor said, look, this might just happen to you repeatedly in life or it could never happen
again.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
So crazy.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
What a weird way to live.
Yeah. But the first 5 years, I was just expecting the next seizure.
Yeah, and fear your whole life and it never happens.
I kind of forget that I'm epileptic, but it's something you just have for your whole life. Like you cannot, if you did one, you're epileptic.
Yeah.
I'm just lucky, I guess, that it never happened after that.
Yeah, it scares me all that shit, all the brain stuff.
Yeah,
like you don't know you're watching the wrong show. Like remember, there was a Japanese show back in the day that caused the epileptic
Pokemon.
Seizures. No, it wasn't Pokemon. It was they joked about it being
show?
Pokemon. Yeah, it was one of those like strobing lights, like those robot shows with neon lights everywhere.
Okay.
And a bunch of kids had seizures.
Oh, really? That's how they found out that they were epileptic.
Yeah, they go. This
I have a question. God. Can you become epileptic even if you're like
if you hit
say
your
it
head?
Again?
Epileptic.
If you hit your head, I think, yeah.
Like you could go all your life and then at 40, you fall, hit your head.
I wouldn't be surprised because I was like 13, 14 and I never had any problem before. It's a good question, actually.
You could, but then again, here's the big question, Poseidon. They're going to ask you, what came first? Did you fall because you had a seizure and you just never knew you were epileptic or did you develop epilepsy because you hit your head?
And you won't remember, so you need to have witnesses.
It's fucking interesting,
yeah? Yeah.
I don't know, but I heard you can hit your head and get all kinds of weird neural. There's those people that hit their head and then they have an accent.
Yeah, exactly what I was about to say. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, they just change personalities. They don't like the same food and stuff like that.
Oh, like
it's so scary.
There was this UK lady that hit her head.
She sounds Chinese.
And yeah, the foreign accent.
Foreign accent syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some retarded shit out there.
If it didn't happen, you would never believe it's true. Even if I saw it from my eyes, I have a hard time believing it's true. It just makes no fucking sense. Like how
Pokemon or Shuka?
Pokemon
Shock.
It is Pokemon.
Also, then it was two shows.
Pokemon Shoku.
Like thinking, oh,
600 children across Japan taken to hospitals.
God damn!
Only in Japan.
Wait, so is it really? Are they that sensitive to epilepsy in Japan? Because that's a lot
thing.
Of kids.
Yeah.
When this must have happened, they must have been buzzing.
I would have assumed it was another attack from the Americans.
I'm sure some died.
Like they must have thought like some
600
demonic shit was happening.
I was funny. I was with Mike. We were talking to this guy, a comic from Japan. We're trying to book like maybe like Asia tour and all that.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then he's like, yeah, you know, the one thing because of Japan is a lot of people come there. The only thing they don't like the Japanese is they don't like bomb jokes. You know?
Oh,
like they,
yeah.
They don't, he goes, they don't
just
like
in Germany.
because they've done them so much. Everybody does them. And then I was just quiet and I go, let's be honest. There's only two good bomb jokes. All right.
Oh,
and nobody, and he just stared at me. He didn't say anything. He just stared. He's like,
that's funny.
That's only two good bomb jokes.
That's very witty.
Hey, you, so what's happening with you? What's changed in your life?
Oh my God. I think last time I was on your podcast, like a year ago, right?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm a new person completely. There's like nothing the same in my life. So many things happened. Just recently, actually, I moved. I was living in the same place for like 6-7 years now. And I moved to another city somewhere on some shore.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Yeah. So it's amazing. A cool place, a place like I was living in a very cheap place. That's why I was staying there. I was saving so much money. It was like something like $700 a month and in Montreal. So it's crazy.
It's impossible.
Yeah, exactly. With an inside parking. Okay.
Oh, and that's not, why I was like,
I'm screwing up someone. They don't know that they don't charge me enough. Like, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm staying here forever until I buy my house or something.
Yeah.
I'm saving so much money. And then at some point, I just can't with this place anymore. With the money I make, it makes no fucking sense to stay there. Like in the parking, my car just makes no sense with the other cars and stuff like that. I just decided to pay myself a little comfort. So now I have a cool place with a backyard and like...
Oh, like a little house.
Yeah. I have. Like,
oh, good
I'm
for you.
Living the adult life now.
So what's the plan? Because we've already discussed this.
Uh-huh.
You can't go hoeing forever.
No.
What's the long-term strategy? You don't want to be an old hooker.
Actually, I said that for many years, and I think now it's just unavoidable. I'm going to be an old hooker.
No, don't be an old hooker. Because there's something sad about an old hooker.
There's something sad, yes. I have a lot of friends that are, I'm sorry,
old hookers. Are old hookers, yeah.
And their clientele is like all early 20s. It's always that. Or very old men that just are not interested in someone that's so younger.
Yeah, they want to talk about mutual stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So since the beginning mutual of my interest. Career, it's always been... 40 years old. 40 years old, I'm retiring. So old hooker, obviously, because if you're 40, you're 65 in hooker
in
years.
Hooker years, yeah. Exactly. So it's like dog years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. It is. It really is. So I've been in this industry for like 60 years now in dog years. So I'm just saving like crazy. That's why I was staying in this place. And that's why like I don't have like bills or whatever. Investments is my next step, actually. I just hired a team to just manage everything, to make all my finances, my tax, like super, super clean cut.
If I was your financial advisor, I would recommend buying some gold.
You told me that last time, I remember.
You should have. It went up since then. and uranium. I think that would have been a good investment. You didn't listen to me a few years ago. I was saying it to
uranium,
everyone.
Uranium. I would have cancer now.
No, you don't physically hold it.
I put it in the safe deposit box. I put it in the safe deposit box at the bank.
No. You don't hold it, woman. It's not a cock. You buy shares in like the good companies. Like... there's, I think, three good ones that you could invest in. And then the thing that you should do is what I had told Hélène Boudreau to do, and she did it.
Real estate.
Yeah, fuck, that's the shit.
Yeah. That's
not
my
now.
Plan.
Now it's fucking insane.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm winning, but that's why I'm placing all my things now that I can buy some doors. But it's always been the plan.
Get some fucking doors.
Because it's like a hockey player career. I'm aware of that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Good money, but it's not going to last forever. And yes, I have my studies and everything, but I don't see myself in like a square job anymore ever.
It's impossible.
Exactly. So I'm just going to make my own money and live off the interest forever because I'm very financially intelligent. So I take very good care of my money and I'm very mature with money. So I think I can nail that. I say 40 years old, but we never know what can happen. I can break my pussy. I don't know, get AIDS.
Crazier things have happened.
Breaking pussy?
Crazier things
crazy.
Have happened.
Oh, crazier things tell me one happened. Thing that's crazier. Okay, everything that has something to do with the pussy, it's like just you and with your urethra, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Giving birth or breaking.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy things could happen, so it's better you need to invest on other stuff because you can't do a normal job. You'd be a shitty employee. Get a normal
Why
job.
Do you
you'd
say
be a
shit. That?
You'd be like, I want a raise, best. And the guy's like, we can't give you a raise, and you're like, are you fucking sure about that?
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't
the
work.
Employees. That would be like.
No, you can't. Now you got. You're like me. Now you got used to an alternative lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
It's too hard to go to a box.
Do.
It's too hard. Yeah. I think I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
I have to always do something weird now. I have to do something crazy like this. Something where it's like super risky like this. So it's impossible. But you're in a good spot because you could maximize right now.
Yeah.
And then fucking
I'm always
gonna
be
the goddamn doors.
Creating something. I'm never going to be someone's employee ever again.
Start a podcast.
That's another thing that would be
You should
be
come
awesome,
here. We should bring you on my channel and you can have a French podcast with someone else. And then I'll produce it, and then that's it. That should be it.
That's I write that down because it's very interesting. Actually, so many things happened, just like I said. So I wasn't in a good spot, but then since last time we saw each other, actually, it's been a year that it's just like, it's in my head all the time, and I'm just trying to find the perfect co-host first. It was the first thing. Finding the title of my podcast was a huge deal as well.
I'm good at titles.
Justin helped me a lot with that. He's so good with names.
Do you have a title?
Stuff. Yes.
He gave you a good title? Don't say. Don't spoil
no,
it.
No, that's what I was about to say. I'm not going to say it because it's too good.
Off air. Tell me off air.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell
but
you
But
I'll
later. Produce it. We could put it here because I already have like 30,000 people subscribed to the channel. So we already have some eyes. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Two
that's
girls, one
awesome.
Mic.
It would be like a Patreon only or?
No. We put it not Patreon. Awesome. We put it just on YouTube and we go get ads. We go talk to like casinos, Eros, sex stores, all that. Fucking get you guys paid.
That'd be fucking awesome. It's another step in that project. I already branded the thing. I bought the .coms and the accounts, like social media accounts and everything.
Good, because I already spoke with people now because I didn't have any plans for the channel to grow the way it did.
Okay.
Because it was just me. That's why it's called Pantel's Comedy. Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of like every month it's going more and more. It's going bigger. So I spoke to other people that want to do podcasts that I like. And it's like, fuck, why would I start from zero? It's so hard.
Yeah,
can I just do it on your channel?
Yeah.
And like, I don't give a fuck. As long as like I like it, as long as it's good,
that's
so it doesn't
awesome.
Misrepresent me. Yeah. So I don't want garbage content. But if it's good, fuck, let's put it.
Of course.
So I'd rather. Content. Yeah, I'm not questioning that. So I'd rather, I'm trying to start like Pantel's Comedy instead of it being me, it's becoming like its own thing.
Yeah, an empire.
Yeah, like different stuff.
Empire.
Yeah, but different. I'm bringing in people. I want to do sports shows, gambling, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I want to. I want people to go to it and like Pantel's. They don't associate it with me anymore.
Yeah.
They associate it with like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a kind of podcast family.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much for this offer. It's really helping me in this project because, I wasn't in a good setting of mind in the last month. So many things happened that I was like, okay, let's put that on the ice. And then I found my co-host. She was perfect. And then at the last minute, she was like, I don't feel like doing podcasts anymore. So I don't have my co-host anymore who was perfect. So the co-host is really
where
I
bug. You want Poseidon to rent her for an evening for golden showers and ridicule her?
To rent her? You wouldn't be able to book her. She's not a whore.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to take a shit on her.
Yeah, he's going to take one for the team. He's going to take one for the team.
She would put you in your place.
He's
going to
take one for the team and just dump on people.
Hello, Chloe. So that was the thing that really stopped me. And after that, I was like, I'm already doing the work of like two or three people. If I add a podcast to that, it's going to be so much workload. And I don't want to if I'm doing it, I'm doing it. And I don't want to just half-ass stuff. So that's why I was like, oh, let's wait a bit. Now everything is like going into its places. I'm hiring people, so I'm going to have way more time. And now I'm excited.
I think the podcast is good.
I'm like, let's go back to the podcast project.
I think the podcast is good for you because it's going to overlap. I think it's going to get big while you're slowly trying to retire. Mm-hmm. And then what's going to end up happening is you're just going to make your money off public appearances, podcasts, sponsors, this and that. Mm-hmm. And so you won't have to be an old whore because you're going to have your own show.
But I love to whore.
Because that is the future, Sissa. Huh? Right now, even TV started scrambling. They don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Now there's more advertisers that used to only do traditional media that are slipping and they're coming to the internet.
Really?
Yeah, because they have no one's watching it. Like, everyone's on the internet.
Is there some TV ads of Polysleep and these kind of people that just promote every podcast?
I don't know. I hope Polysleep would not go backwards and go to...
backwards.
Actually, I'm speaking to them. I want to sign a good deal with them too.
That'd be awesome,
Every Montreal thing, I would like to be like the face of.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, they're from Montreal.
Polysleep, yeah. Super nice guy, the owner. I like him.
That's so cool.
Big comedy fan. Loves Mike. Loves...
Just with the podcast they sponsor, I already love them. If I had a mattress to buy, I would... Now we're doing fake free ads.
Free ads.
Okay, we're going to stop
Truth
talking
is,
until
I
you show us the
I
money.
I bought a mattress from them. I've bought two of their big pillows from them. And I have a lot of friends that when they were sponsoring the Frenchcast, they bought pillows and stuff like that just to support.
That's so cool.
So I like them. But I'm actually talking to him right now. He's coming back from vacation. I want to work out a deal with him.
That's so cool.
Anything Montreal, I want to be the part of that shit.
That's a good idea. Yeah, very much so. I wanted to sponsor a podcast.
You should. I don't know if you can you?
I got refused. I know you won't mind, but I'm going to say it. I wanted to be the sponsor on Suzekut.
He said no?
He said, I hope he won't mind. I'm sure he won't mind. He said, I would be down, but Michelle is not.
Oh, for sure, Michelle.
I was
not.
Like, okay, fine. Like, I was like, potentially, maybe we could do that. I texted Mike because I had the idea. And then he was like, he saw it, didn't answer. I was like, oh, is either a good sign or a bad sign? And 2 days after, he was like, Michelle won't do that.
Because first of all, Michelle already deals with every complaint on the planet.
Yes. I didn't
They'll
even think
get,
about that.
Michelle will that get complaints Michelle. For the dumbest fucking thing. You don't understand? Like the dumbest
I'm
things.
Sure.
So having a prostitution ring being advertised, it's never going to end.
Yeah.
It's never going to end. There's no reason for him to deal with that shit. It would be nonsense. Even now, that stuff with Mona.
Yeah.
That they're dealing with the backlash from the Mona de Grenoble. Yeah. Oh, t'as pas vu ça?
I saw the podcast, the last podcast they did, like,
yeah.
Live.
Yeah, and then people complaining online. It was, but people complained online.
She was pretty controversial, but that's why we love Mona.
Yeah.
What's the part
people
that
called
made
the RCMP
cringe?
To arrest Mona because...
Arrest Mona?
Yeah, because Mona said that all these people that write to me and call me a pedophile, I could just fucking kill them with an axe.
Yeah, she incited her violence. That's
but
the
that's
part
not inciting violence. Inciting violence.
Inciting violence. Yeah,
inciting violence is saying, I'm going to do it or you should do it.
Yeah.
That was a joke of, oh, I'm going to fucking... I could kill these people. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
I hope she won't have any repercussions for that.
There's nothing... The only repercussion is people getting mad online.
Which is good.
Whatever but they're just bitching about it online. But because it's so stupid that they said she threatened to kill people or he threatened to kill people, whatever the fuck it was.
She was so fucking right though with the whole thing. She was defending a very important point.
I don't know what she was defending.
People protesting against having drag queens in elementary schools and stuff like that.
I'm with the protesters.
Oh really?
I'm with the
Why
protesters.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm with the protesters.
Okay,
we should
That's
protest
awesome.
Drag queens, not just elementary schools, everywhere.
They put
Mona
so much joy
is
in life.
One too many drag queens. That's it. I just want Mona. No more competition. I'm there just for my friend to make money.
Have you ever heard?
Protest all the other drag queens. No more. No, only one.
I fucking love drag queens.
Drag queens belong to one place: the drag strip.
What do you mean?
What's the drag strip?
No, they do it in like clubs.
The shitty racing.
I think the drag queens story time in elementary schools is the dumbest fucking thing. That's my position. The dumbest fucking thing. I don't think they have a place in school. But
it's
that's
like
up 20, to the school.
Clowns.
But it's the same. Even clowns. It's all stupid. Like it shouldn't be in school. A stand-up comedian. They shouldn't ask me to go tell stories to kids. Be like, what's the deal with black guys? It's completely stupid. It's an adult medium that belongs in a club. Okay. So all of it, I think, is dumb. Uh-huh. But the reaction of, because I don't agree with drag queens, because of what they said, that's an insight to, let me call the RCMP, to me is fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
So if they don't align with you politically, you have to take it to the extreme. So what about when you're calling Mona, who doesn't, by the way, Mona does not read to kids. Mona doesn't like kids.
Yeah.
And you're calling Mona a pedophile. Mm-hmm. Mona doesn't hang out with kids. Mona doesn't like any of these. So what about you calling Mona a pedophile? Shouldn't she call the RCMP and be like, yo, this is like defamatory.
Yeah, it is.
So that's what I hate is it, when you're on a side, you have to go extreme to the other.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I think it's
we
all
just
stupid.
Leave everyone talking and speaking their mind and thinking. I was actually, it's one of my highlights of Suzy-Coute of the year, this one. I laughed my ass off the whole time. She is so good.
But they're comedians. They're just fucking around on stage. It wasn't real.
Exactly. Just say shit. That's what you're professional shit sayer.
But also that's how people speak. Like me to suddenly somebody like, oh, I could fucking kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna kill him.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain online. I go, it's like your favorite sports team. I guarantee you. Before they get on the ice, your favorite hockey team says they're going to kill the opponents. They're going to rape them. They're not actually planning on physically doing this. It's just a figure of speech.
Yeah, UFC, they say that in press conference.
They say that in press conference.
Yeah, all the
I'm going to fuck your kids.
Oh, my God.
That's what Tyson said. Remember, Tyson said he's going to eat your asshole. He says, I'm going to eat your asshole alive and I'm going to rip your kids.
Oh, my God.
Tyson was crazy. He was a crazy trash. Yeah. So it's just.
He was a pioneer.
So
this kind of
I
shit,
get
though.
The difference. But that's why no one wants to talk anymore. I just wish they could talk. Like the drag queen at the elementaries, the parents who are at that school should talk and be like, look, I don't like this. I like this. It's up to them. It shouldn't be everyone else being like, this guy's a pedophile because he's drag. Like, especially Mona doesn't do drag shows for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Mona's in nightclubs and at fucking, what is it? She
drinks too much for early.
What's the place
anyway.
With the drag
Mado?
Queens? Mado, that's it.
Yeah.
That's where fucking Mona's in
and
theaters.
She doesn't even do it anymore.
Stuff.
She's on TV. She's like huge.
All
right
adult
now.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. We need someone like Mona in public eye, in a very public eye, like the public eye that reaches.
Look, I do
boomers.
Adult shit. Doesn't hang out with kids at all.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm
she's the one getting shit on.
I think that kids should see that anyway.
The
I know
drag
you
queens?
Don't agree with me.
I think the kids should see. Kids stuff and adults should see adult stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think that
keep
because I do something, I have to be like, you have to start young. No, kids, let them develop. This is, it's a night thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn about it later. I don't think we should push, I don't think I should push my interests to kids. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I should push my fanatical soccer feelings on kids. For real, kids should be kids. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's not my prerogative to kill someone if they don't agree.
Right.
But to me, I understand if a parent in the school is pissed because it's fucking... Yeah, it's a nightclub thing that's going. But that's their thing to deal with. Mm-hmm. It's not for me to come out there.
Yeah, but some
especially not Mona. Mona doesn't even do that. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
that's like if a comedian went to a school and started doing crazy Jewish jokes, and then the CBC calls me and like, you motherfucker, Why? I didn't do it. It's not me.
Calling her a pedophile would be calling you a Nazi because you did a Jew joke.
100%.
Why pedophilia has anything to do with this thing? It makes no fucking sense. I don't remember exactly what Mona said about the pedophilia thing, but it was like one of the best jokes.
Yeah, they said, I saw these people calling me a pedophile. They're very hideous. They're ugly. I can imagine what their kids look like. You could keep these kids. We don't want them on the team. It was a funny joke. It was perfectly fine.
Exactly. And I didn't know there was a controversy about that. It's always the things that make me die laughing that has controversies. Yeah. You see, I said that I'm going to die. Is it a big deal because I said I'm going to die and not kill someone? It's all fucking figure of speech. Like, it's part of English. It's part of French. Why would can we fucking say what we want to fucking say? Like, I'm the first. I speak my mind so much, especially on Instagram. I get that all the time. People just like to not see the positive in anything I do. And that's only positive that I do. They always find something. The last thing is that I swear so much all the time. So I just swear even more since I've heard that. Why would I just censor myself? It's my fucking Instagram. Get the fuck out.
Oh, they say you swear too much on your Instagram.
Yes, like because I swear all the time. It's part of my culture. Like, it's really part of my culture. I'm a redneck. We swear a lot. It's not a big deal.
You got a dirty, whorish mouth. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I swear a lot. It escapes. I try to slow it down, but sometimes I'll hear something back and I'll be like, God damn, I didn't need to swear that much.
Yes,
it's just instinct.
I know
I'm not
I don't
doing
need
it on
to swear that much. And every
I'm
time
like
I
you,
watch
I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just sometimes it'll slip up. But all this to say, it was a bit of a controversy, but it was a dumb controversy. They called the RCMP on poor fucking Mona. Who had nothing to do with this. I think people, but that's why everybody hates me on both sides. They're like, what do you mean you think drag shows are stupid? One side. And the other side, you know, like every side has something against me. The side that I go, leave Mona alone, hates me. And the side that I go, drag shows for kids are stupid.
You're very polarizing, that's very for sure.
But that's because that's how I feel. I can't lie. I feel like it's completely stupid to do drag shows for kids. Just like I would feel stupid if they hired me to do a stand-up set for children.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is insane. Yeah. I'm not talking to these kids about sucking dicks. This is
you
crazy.
You never had a gig like in a high school or whatever? They have a lot
not
of
for children.
There.
When I first started. For high schoolers. No, never, never. Not even? No, I would never do it. When I first started, we had done a fundraiser. And it was one of my first paid gigs and for like a cheerleading squad or whatever for the school. And I asked, I go, what do you mean? Like it's kids or not? It's not kids, all adults. So, okay, cool. And then when I went up, there was like two kids in the front. People brought their kids.
Oh my God.
And the first thing I commented on was like, I can't believe you brought your kids to this. You know, it's going to be adult stuff. And then I go, they paid me. So I'm just going to do my thing. And then I go, you're going to learn some new words.
Exactly.
And
not
just
my fault, yours.
Yeah, it's your fucking shitty parents. And then I went through it and, you know, I did some stuff. The kids were like this, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, this is your mom's fault. Your mom's going to have to explain to you what I'm talking about later.
And it's so weird. I think it's Mike that talked about that. When there's a kid on front, especially when you talk about it and everyone knows there's a kid, I feel like everyone's like more shy to laugh to some like sex joke or more hard jokes, which sucks because this kid is fucking it up for everyone.
But the parents that did that are fucking up for everyone. It's not the kid. The kid's there. The mom brought him. The kid's not like, exactly. I really want to watch Mike Ward.
I want to see Pentelis.
That's where I stand. I'm in the middle. I think some stuff is stupid. And just because it's my friends, like just because like, because Mona, I'll support Mona, say whatever they want, but Mona also doesn't do kid shows. But I think personally drag shows for kids, it's completely ridiculous. It's completely stupid.
Yeah, especially nasty mouth like Mona.
Oh, but Mona would never do that. Mona's not retarded. Yeah, exactly. Mona would never do that shit.
Exactly.
It's like me. I would never do that for kids. Like I belong in a nightclub.
Never do that for kids. Yeah. I don't know if it was clear. I just wanted to put it on the table.
Yeah. Your services are also very adult.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
If you would come and tell me, Pentel, start with friends, I'd be like, of course we're friends. I want to do it for these kids. I'd be like, no, that's insane. That is insane.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, let these kids grow up. That's insane. Don't introduce them. Let them be free.
I've had some people telling me that I should do speech in schools. I would do university.
I've
never went to speak, but I've been the subject of classes. People told me that in university though. One person in Cégep that did a project on me also showed me the project.
That's cool.
But then high schoolers, elementary schools, even if I would just talk about anything, not prostitution, obviously, but like disabled people or anything else that's like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
More children friendly. It wouldn't make sense. I would judge the teacher that would book me for that.
That would book you for...
Yes, for speaking in front of their classes. First, I swear way too much. Already, every time that I have a friend that has a kid, they don't bring their kids anymore. Because even if they say, don't swear, I can't. I don't even know how to not swear. And then I just try to clean my mouth, last 5 minutes, and then go back to Callista Barnack. That's how I'm made.
There's something funny about that. They're like, listen, this is a very classy woman. And then you start talking like, she's a goddamn fucking prostitute.
I have a prostitute mouth, that's for sure.
It's too.
My prostitute mouth is very sore today, by the way.
While you were working?
Because I don't know if you see, I'm sure you can see, I have this Invisalign. It's a new thing, like I call it my teeth prison. It's fucking unbearable.
It's like an invisible line?
It's like dentures. No, not dentures, it's a brush.
Oh, it like whitens your teeth?
No, how do you call the brush? You know that?
The like braces?
Veneers.
Braces. It's braces. It's actually plastic and invisible.
Just to
braces.
Protect them?
Yeah, so...
Why is it? No, you don't have to get out. I believe you. Oh, there it is.
I just wanted to show you, like, it's really like a case.
It just protects your teeth?
No, it's actually...
From getting punched by clients?
Yeah, exactly. Being punched by dicks. It's actually straightening them.
Oh, that's cool.
But it fucking sucks, because...
Does it hurt?
It hurts in the... you change it every other a week, and in the first days, it's unbearable. It's fucking unbearable. And what's funny about that is that I didn't want to do that. It's so fucking expensive. It's like 10 grand, and my teeth are not really crooked or whatever.
Yeah, you're
like
two or three. 10 grand?
8, 9, 10 grand. So
you
don't
have like meth teeth to do that shit?
No, I have super good teeth, but it was a gift, so I would do. I'm gonna do it. The dentist is a client, actually. He was like, if you want to do it, I can do it just to thank you for everything you've done for me for like 5 years. I was like, I'm going, that's for sure. It's free.
Look, I don't me. I don't normally ask for favors.
But if you could give a good word for me to
your dentist, this is not a joke. I need him to help one of my friends.
Yo, okay. Seriously?
One of my friends.
Some bad teeth.
Yeah, one of my friends, who you know because he's in this room producing this podcast, he has an issue with his dentist right now because he needs to get a root canal on a back tooth.
Oh, that fucking hurts.
And they're asking for like $4,000. Mm-hmm. Well, and then he's like, that's
what it costs.
Should I just take it the fuck off? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah, just take it the fuck off. But he doesn't want to take it the fuck off. He wants to get a better, he doesn't want to get it for free, but a better deal than what the fuck they're offering. Yeah. Can this guy give a better deal? Because Poseidon will also fellash.
Whoa. Hey, bro. Slow down.
Let me negotiate.
It's going to end up that I'm going to have to blow the guy for Poseidon.
No, what's going to happen is, this is my theory. The guy's going to see Poseidon. He's going to be like, look, I'll give you a discount if you promise not to fellash. I'm playing 4D chess. I'm trying to help.
That's probably what you would do.
I looked at the price breakdown. And the crown is actually more expensive than the root canal itself.
Always.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
But I did the math. I thought to myself, look, I've taken out 2 wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove a third one. That's 3 teeth in 30 years.
Where is it? Is it hidden?
That's
a
tooth every 10 years.
It's at the end.
Okay, it's okay.
If I remove, if I live until 80 and it's a tooth a year on average, no, I'll only lose 8. Yeah. We got 36. I'm good.
As long as they're in the back,
yeah.
As long as in the back, yeah.
Yeah,
if they're in the front, I'm fucked.
Oh my God.
And the front, you got to replace.
I just pictured you with one missing teeth.
No, and I wouldn't let him. I'd fucking pay to. Yeah. I couldn't have him around like that.
Yeah, honestly, I'd go into debt if it was in the front.
Yeah. It scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. So that's why I did it. But then what I didn't
know is that these are. For real, we're going to talk after your dentist. If you could hook it up, give him a better. Just a better deal. Not free, just a better deal if you can give him a good deal. A friend deal. Wink, wink.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah, he's I'm in this good grace, clearly.
Good. Clearly.
So this thing is kind of weirdly sharp at the edge of it. So I didn't know because it's not hurting like when I'm speaking or when I'm moving my tongue or whatever. But when I blow penis, it's so in the way because you're like a little like that. So here and here, it just opens my fucking mouth all the time. And I have like, if I do like I go a little hard on the face fuck, for example, I just get like these sores and I had to cancel calls because of that. Because if I have open wounds, obviously I cannot work until it's healed.
These are very specific problems that I never thought I'd hear anyone complain about. This is very specific to your field of business.
Yes.
I can't suck a dick.
And CSST won't help me if I have to cancel calls, that's for sure.
Ma'am, this is a dental office. Like, is there anything wrong with your teeth?
Are you insurable, actually? That's a good question.
Insurable by CSST?
Not CSST, but private insurance.
Like, can you get Industrial Alliance?
That's a good question.
Can you... This is going to sound like I'm making fun of you, but I'm not. Can you... ensure your vagina and or asshole?
I never checked, but I'm sure it would be very expensive.
But I think you could, because
the risks are high.
Kim Kardashian has an insurance policy on her ass. Like there's
she's
certain
got
people.
Billions. Oh, wait.
So, no, yeah, there's certain sure stuff the that you can do. Yeah, because that's your moneymaker.
I would totally do that if it wasn't that I'm sure it would be extremely expensive. But even my life is hard to insure. I had my life insurance since before I was.
Your life
escort.
Is harder to insure than others?
Yeah, because they ask everything you do for a living. Now
you tell them.
No, I know. I told them when I had this life insurance.
I think so. I'm unemployed.
Yeah, I'm unemployed. But then they come to your place to do tests and they would see where I live.
Yeah, be like, I have a very rich family and I live for a long time.
Exactly.
I inherit a lot of money. Yeah. Just I inherit a lot of money.
Yeah, that would make sense. But then luckily I already have my life insurance. But yeah, everything that insured to answer your question, Poseidon, is pretty complicated. And of course, CSST will help. There's so many things because I'm a business owner. There's so many things that I have to deal with myself.
But the business that you own, is what we're saying. You're trying to insure that business.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure there's you can insure anything.
Oh shit, I got a call. I forgot to insure. I forgot to renew my insurance.
Oh shit.
For this place.
Welcome to
I'm 3 days late.
Well, okay,
if anything had happened between yesterday
anywhere.
And tomorrow, we'd be fucked.
Okay, good. Yeah. So don't smoke inside, Poseidon.
Remind me, I'm going to put a reminder, Poseidon, to psych a call tomorrow morning. Yeah. If you ever remember tomorrow, give me a text to remind
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
I'm not insured either for my car. I've been waiting for SAEQ. I don't know if you had the bad luck to have anything to do with SAEQ.
You're talking about our DMV, like the cars? Like our car insurance?
Is it SAEQ in English?
SAEQ is DMV. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you guys just say SAEQ as well.
No, okay. That's just in Quebec, SAEQ.
But we're in Quebec, so.
No, but when if the English audience like that are not in Quebec, they don't know what that is. If they hear DMV, they know.
I've never heard of that. That's good to know. Actually,
I'm Americanizing you.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just show up in a SAEQ right now to
no, they changed
your
all
license
the rules.
Or whatever.
They're even worse than
I
ever.
Didn't know that. I was already super late. Renew anything. So now I'm just like driving illegally everywhere for a few months.
Don't say that. Don't say on the podcast. Allegedly.
It's
allegedly.
When this comes out, I have an appointment with SAEQ. I thought about it before saying it.
I will
it's
say something.
It's going to be fixed.
I will say something though. Coincidentally enough, even you already know this because of your field of business. You know, we already have a lot of hooker fans, to drink and all that. We also have a couple of cop fans.
Oh, cool.
I've met a couple of them.
Good to know.
Yeah, in the last year, I've met a few police officers that are fans of the podcast.
I have a few Cubs fans as well.
Yeah, so do obviously.
I keep them close and happy.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, actually, anyway, the cops that I know right recently, let's say they're very open-minded. The ones that follow me or talk to me, usually they're it's super good to have these people watch my podcast and stuff like that because they're going to have to deal with that at some point and they deal with that a lot. So if they're sensitized, I put way too many letters in this word. It's going to help everyone that has something to do with police because, of course, even the way I do it, like the luxury type or whatever, if something happens, I'm going to be reluctant to call police. I will because I know my rights and everything and I know everything I do is legal, but not everyone is in my situation. Yeah. So we don't feel like they're our friends at all. But what I see from one police to the other, talking to them, they're really on our sides. There's some bad apples, but they are on our sides. And I've even heard from a cop friend that at some point they came to like an argument with the escort and the client and something happened. And then the cops forced him to pay the girl before leaving because he didn't pay her before. It wasn't even the argument. But then he was like, before we arrest you, like pay the girl. I thought it was super cool.
Shit.
That yeah.
And then really he cool. goes back and says, you better give me half.
Yeah. Or a hand job.
And break your legs. That's crazy. So they're on your side.
Some that I know. I mean,
that's
and then
very
I've
sad
that
news
they,
for black people.
I've heard
they're still not on their side.
Yeah,
and this
exactly.
Is,
oh I just started very 2 years sad. Ago and they're on my side. I don't
very,
know. Why.
I don't like police's behavior.
Actually, I've even heard from one of my cop friends that they were talking to me about me in their headquarters or whatever. There was
a bunch
about
you at the headquarters.
There was a bunch of female cops talking about the fact that they would love to book me. I was like, please.
What do you mean? Like arrest you?
Female
like
cops?
Book you?
No, book me. Book an appointment with me.
Female cops?
I'm just waiting for it. Maybe it happened. They won't tell me that they're cops, I'm sure.
Hey, the theory is correct. A lot of female cops are lesbians.
Yeah. and I love them.
I have a question. I don't know if you can answer this, but do police officers have like arresting kinks and stuff like that?
Or like they want to get arrested?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised. Or like I wouldn't
they,
be surprised.
Or like they arrest you or vice versa.
I would be more surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to get arrested because it's kind of their daily lives, but reversed. Just like with, you know, this big cliche of like CEOs that want to lose power and go see Dominatrix and everything. Also, you want to do the opposite of what you do every day.
So maybe like a cop is like, oh, I want to get shot by an innocent black man.
Like something you think. Like that, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I can make that happen. I have a colleague that's black. I want my Joe partners that's black. We could make that happen.
Yeah. The cops are going to get mad at this episode.
Actually, I was dressed as a police officer yesterday. I went to an out call dressed as a sexy cop. And I even sent a picture to my cop friend. I was like, does this count as impersonation? Like, am I okay? I'm gonna get arrested while driving there.
That's funny.
I didn't see his answer yet, but yeah, if I'm not believable, like you won't.
No,
trust
obviously. Your cop costume is from the drugstore. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. There's no keys to these handcuffs. Yeah.
They're furry. It's only they're furry handcuffs. Yeah.
I heard it's only impersonation if it actually says like, you know, SPVM.
Yeah,
or
if you can,
like
if people can actually get confused.
Okay.
But not because they're stupid. Like if you're wearing a short skirt and all that, they're idiots. But if people could like actually you could confuse like smart people, that's illegal.
Okay. Yeah. Or if I abuse of my power outside of the bed, let's say.
Yeah. The other thing is like if you abuse power, what do they say? Like, let's say if you fake a siren. That's illegal.
Oh, that I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's that illegal. Makes sense. That's super because illegal. Everyone would use it to get out of the traffic. I would have loved to have sirens today. It was crazy, the traffic. Oh my God.
I thought about that as a test. If I could get a siren, you know, the ones that like the detectives used to have in movies?
Yeah.
You
just put it on top of your arm. The little light. But you can buy that on Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon. But I wonder if I get caught, the beating that the cops are going to give me, is it worth it for the prank? Because they might just beat the shit out of me.
And
you know what? I would have deserved it.
Like, yeah. And I'm sure that
there are sirens in songs sometimes. So,
no, but you know what I mean. Like if I do it, but like impersonate a detective, I think they'll beat the shit out of me, and then I can't even argue it in court. I'd be like, hey, I deserved it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do we do it together, and then we both get the shit kicked out?
If we do it together, I'm blaming you. He kidnapped me.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Help. He said he was paying to rent me for an hour.
God
with
damn
this voice,
I'm the victim.
Perfect.
What I do is legal. He's the John. And I one day we'll do some kind of a scam like that, just with video cameras, just to test it out.
Oh yeah, if you're able to live with the consequences, though.
I'm gonna get beat up.
Because the criminal, yeah, not even get beat up, but the criminal charge must be.
Is it a criminal charge?
Oh, of course it is. Oh yeah, I don't know for Canada, but in the US it's a big charge. I'm pretty sure it's a felony.
Really?
Let's Google this actually.
Because he would be my lawyer's argument. Your Honor.
Because impersonation.
He was not impersonating a cop. He was impersonating Dwayne The Rock Johnson from one of the movies that he was a cop.
There you go.
There's ways. There's this ways is
just
too.
He just wanted to be The Rock.
Oh my God.
What are you trying to type in?
Playing sirens from car.
I'm fascinated by your historic.
Oh, it's rough. It's rough.
I see the last subjects, you guys. Oh my God, you guys are back from Vegas, huh? That's
yeah.
why we postponed it.
Yeah.
What were you doing in Vegas? I don't think I followed everything.
Mostly hookers.
Oh, nice.
No, it was
I
just.
I know a few there.
It was relaxed. Well, except for him, he kept fucking relaxed. He's the only one that was tense the whole time. Everyone else was chill. Gambled a bit. We ate a lot.
Yeah, limo. I saw you guys in a limo.
Oh yeah,
Christine was there.
Christine was there. There. Everyone was there. It was 10 people, so it was like the
just
whole
just for fun.
Just no, Mike. It was a reward that Mike wanted to give for to celebrate the end of the Mike Ward Noir tour. So he decided
so
to
he
break
his
the bank.
Opening acts and friends. And
oh, and it was a lot. It was like he spent a shit ton of money.
Oh,
on
I'm
that
sure.
Trip.
Yeah.
It was insane.
As always.
We got to see a good show, Absinthe. I fucking love that show.
Absinthe.
Absinthe, yeah.
Like the drink or Absinthe? Like
it's
not
like
there?
The, no, it's like the drink, but it's a show. It's okay. Like half stand up, half circus performers.
Oh, that's cool.
Best show in Vegas by far.
Really?
Absinthe is the best show in Vegas, but it's not even a competition.
Have you seen O?
No, I think instead of us going to see O, Christine went to see O and she was not impressed.
I wasn't impressed. I saw it twice this year, actually, in Vegas.
Why'd you watch it twice? Oh.
Because the first time I was with a client, I really wanted to see it. And then I went like a month ago when all my friends wanted to see it. Then it was their terrible birthday. So I was like, let's go back. And both times were in the VIP experience that you
still
meet
bad
all the artists and you're like in the cool place with champagne and everything. My favorite part was the champagne, actually.
Yeah, it's a shit show, I heard.
It was kind of, yeah.
The Michael Jackson one, Mike went to watch it?
Yeah.
Sucked also.
Oh, fuck. At least I'm kind of relieved with that because I was like, fuck, I should have went to the Jackson.
No, it was shit. And Mike also said there was something weird about it, that during the show, like randomly, they would just have people that would have like shirts, like part of the show, and it was like slander, rumors, like it's like, but don't bring in the child molesting shit. Like, don't bring it in the show, because that's the crazy thing that just beat up. It's like, by the way, this guy didn't bang kids. It's like, now you're making me think about banging kids. That's all we're gonna think about is that he banged kids. That's all I'm gonna be thinking about.
They came up with that.
Yeah. So Mike was
I'm
like,
sure it wasn't approved by the Jackson family, right?
Yeah. Mike's like, that's a little, it's a bit much.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. But Vegas, garbage cesspool town. Garbage. It's just
cesspool.
Cesspool.
What's cesspool?
C'est comme cesspool. C'est comme de la merde.
Okay.
Like it's just it's a dirty, sad, place. You feel the sadness.
I get what you mean. Now it's been two times I go there. Both were this year actually. Yeah. And last time was like 10 days. First time was like 4 days. 4 days was enough. But then anyway, I broke up with my boyfriend in Vegas. So I didn't
no one
really
told
see.
Me the story. Can I have that story?
I'm so surprised you texted me. A 2 weeks ago or something, and you were like, yo, what's up with Justin? And I just laughed my ass. I even sent it to Justin. I was like, was he in a cave somewhere?
But how am I going to find out if I don't see you guys? Who's going to tell me the story?
He said he was one of the first to know. I told him right away.
Yeah, but I don't know the story.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know the story either.
Because I don't know. Because in the beginning, I was supposed to go meet him for coffee.
Okay.
And then we couldn't meet. So then I got busy. So I completely forgot.
Why? When he came back from Vegas, I guess?
I guess, yeah. But it was right at the beginning. And then I was like, what the fuck happened? He's like, we'll meet, we'll talk or whatever. But then I never met anyone.
Oh, when he was sad?
When it first happened, yeah.
Okay.
So then I never saw anybody. So then no one ever told me. Okay. So now I have no idea what happened, but now I'm curious.
Yeah, and I didn't even talk about it on my Instagram. That's the question. I'm doing a Q&A
Was it intense?
Right now. Oh, yes, it was.
Was it your
actually,
fault?
It's the thing that people want to know the most. So
was
if
it your
we
fault?
Talk about it, you're going to have a lot of views.
Was it your fault?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, it was your fault. All right.
Yeah, he broke up with me.
Oh,
That's the part that people on Instagram
My don't money
know.
Was on him breaking up with you.
Everyone's money was the opposite. I don't know why. But we're still
I hope you placed some bets.
Yeah, I wish someone made money with that because I did
not. So this
not.
Happened while you were on a trip.
Yes,
that's
we
crazy.
Were in Vegas, actually, it was an all-paid luxury
told you
trip.
Told you it's a fucking cesspool town. Go
yes,
on.
It is. 3-4 days after we arrived, it was an all-paid trip from a friend, former client, or whatever. We went there, five of us, with him. Everything was paid, and everything we're supposed to we had amazing plans and everything. All went to shit because all of this happened. One of my friend's father on Father's Day had a enormous car crash, so she had to go back to London. And after that, the two other people just broke up. So it fucking sucked for everyone. This trip actually was I don't know how much it cost, 60 grand to the guy.
And what guy?
It's one of my friends that I know for super long. We traveled so many places together, him and his girlfriend.
Let's go on a trip, they said.
Let's go on a trip. And at some point I was like, can I bring my boyfriend? He was like, I knew this one was happening, was coming. He was like, yeah, of course. So they met and we had fun for the first days. And then this whole thing, actually, obviously I talked to Justin before to have his consent to talk about all that. I was like, how are we? And even we saw each other a few days ago and I was like, clearly if someone asked me when I have a mic in my face, what happened? I'm like, I don't know if you can help me to find an answer because I don't even know what the fuck happened. Actually, another new thing with me is that I quit drinking. And I quit smoking all at the same time. And
but
I think
during this trip, were you still drinking and smoking?
Yes.
So did this contribute?
Yes, of course it did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
So you went down as a group like we did. You went down as a whole group of people. And other people that were with you broke up?
No, we broke up.
But you said your other friends broke up.
Oh, no, I was putting myself in the place of the couple that fucking paid for everything.
Oh, okay.
They go, they're a couple. They go from London to Vegas.
Okay.
They invite a couple and another female friend.
Yeah.
The female friend leave because her dad is dying.
Okay,
And we broke up and Justin is going back to Montreal days after. So
sorry,
we booked and we rented an amazing fucking huge house and we were three people, including me, crying in the bathroom for days after that. It was very dramatic.
But what the fuck led to this? I don't understand.
It snowballed like crazy. It was an argument, a fight that we had, fight, I don't know in English, but kicked anyone.
You argued. Yeah.
We had a verbal fight and it just tumbled into something way bigger than it was and we separated.
Was it over gambling?
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, I would like to not put all the blame on alcohol, but I think I have to because...
Oh, you were just out of your mind?
I was out of my mind very often, actually. That's why I quit drinking very drastically. I feel like, you know me, I fucking get shit-faced and yeah. I didn't want that in my life anymore. It
Good.
Had, so many dramas happened.
I'm proud of you.
It's not me. And I know all these things would not have happened if I didn't get shit-faced.
So if you weren't hammered... You guys wouldn't have been broken up
we
right
would
now, probably.
We would be together, I'm sure of that.
Oh, that's
I'm sure
fucking
of that.
Crazy.
Yes. But then after that, like, we're in super good terms and everything. And we talked a lot about our separation. We're not going to come back together. Like, we both know that it's permanent, the separation. But we just, like, he's an amazing human. He's your friend, you know?
He's my
like,
boy.
I really want this guy in my life forever. We just don't want to be a couple anymore. I mean, we fuck each other's faces sometimes, but
I didn't ask. You don't gotta tell me. That's your personal shit.
I volunteered the information.
Yeah, that's your personal shit. I would have assumed as much, but I'm not gonna ask.
We're friends. We're good friends. So it just snowballed into something crazy. He broke up with me. I didn't want to break up, obviously. And then after a few days, I just realized that it's better for both of us that we just separate and stay friends. That's what happened.
But what was the fight about? How did, like that's
you
crazy.
Ask him, actually. Okay, I'll ask him, yeah. I was so drunk. It just went to something incredible.
Did
and
you
just
tell
realized
him something?
That so many things didn't
go. You didn't, like, insult him? You didn't tell him, like an insulting thing, like, go fuck yourself, fag, or something? He's like, leave me alone.
I would be surprised. We never go there. Like, we have so much respect for each
that's
other.
That's what I'm saying. It's that's just, why it was weird. But anyways, it came out of nowhere.
It just, I my bad. Clearly, I take the blame in that. I apologize. I don't know how many times. I put a lot of blame on alcohol, but I take a lot of the blame too. I'm guilty of that. It's for the best. I mean, I had an amazing year with him.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's such a good dude. And I wouldn't have never met the guy without you. You introduced me indirectly to the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast created an amazing relationship that I have for a year.
A few relationships, actually.
Oh,
I started from this goddamn podcast. Yeah. I'm Cupid.
Yeah, you're Cupid.
It never works out. It ends in a drunken fight. But...
So yeah, I know I'm not a girl that's made to be to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Yeah. I'm made to be single. I've always known that it's my essence. I'm not the person I want to be
you're
in
an escort.
A relationship.
You're an escort. It's very hard. It's very. I told you this when you guys came. When you guys came to the Valentine's Day show, I even talked to you guys during. I told you it's too hard. It's insane for it to last that long. That's the truth is it's very hard if you're an escort to have a long-term relationship. It's super difficult.
I will
prove as cool as someone as cool as someone is in the beginning, it gets weird after a while.
I always thought that it was always my opinion what you just said, but then he proved me not because I think the only problem we never had was because of my work. He taught me how to be an escort's boyfriend. Actually, I didn't even know it was possible. I could have never been in a relationship with me if I wasn't an escort, let's say.
Like if but you were in his position?
It has never been a problem.
If you were in his position, you wouldn't have been able to do what he did.
I could not. And I always told him.
He's
I couldn't
crazy,
believe.
Tough dude.
And I tested him. Exactly. But he's so self-secure. Like he's okay with me. It's a job. He understood that it's a job. We weren't even in an open relationship. We didn't fuck people or whatever. We were exclusive, but I had my work. It was a work. It's just like I was a massage therapist and it was never a big deal. He met me.
Not all
my
massage
clients.
Therapists are banging clients.
Yeah, there's the thing. It's just, why is the penis to vagina more a big deal than when you're just massaging someone that's naked? I don't see the difference. He doesn't. So it was never a problem. He proudly introduced me to all his family. They
yeah,
all know.
I knew this. Like,
it's fucking amazing how he showed me that it's possible. Even though I don't want that in my life anymore, he proved me wrong about being in a steady, healthy, exclusive relationship while you're doing this work. It's fucking possible, so you're wrong.
Well, it's clearly not possible because you guys broke up.
But it was not about work.
But no. I don't know what it was. I'm going to have to ask him what the hell happened. I'm going to have to ask him what the hell happened. It's fucking crazy.
Actually, he practiced French a lot during the year we were together. We're doing like French weeks and everything, just speaking French and watching French stuff.
Goddamn.
Because he would love to do your French podcast.
Yeah, he'd be good on French if he could speak.
So I've been practicing with him. No, he's actually, I've tested it and I studied languages for years.
I don't trust you because you're too close to him.
Yeah, there's that. I'm biased.
So you understand
him. I want to push for him to do it.
You understand him even if other people wouldn't. But I'm going to check because I like him. He's my boy.
I think if I spend a few days with him and I practice, he's not rusted at all. He's very good, actually. My dad doesn't speak one word in English and they could communicate. He really improved his French. And a lot of people told him that he really improved his French because we really worked on it. My English as well improved a lot. So.
He's a hard worker, the cocksucker. He's a tough
cookie. Oh, yeah. He works hard. He's a passionate person. That's one of the things that I love about him.
What I love about him is his music.
Oh, I love his music. That's how he got me at first, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Music.
The music video.
Yeah, yeah. Even outside of the music video, the first day I saw him. Yeah, of course. The first day I saw him was at your Les Rebelles, the first show, Les Rebelles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I was supposed to be there this year too, but I had two tickets for him and I, so I just sold my tickets last minute because I was like, I don't want to go there. It's gonna be sad. I met him there. So I didn't go. But then the first Rebelles show, I arrived there. I didn't know there would be an opening act of music. Starts like I'm like in the second row. The music starts. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Can we have jokes? Like at first, I was,
who's that hot guy?
Am I in the right thing? Actually, not even at this time yet. Yes, he's super hot, but even at this time, I was completely. Both of my friends were like, "Who's this kid?" There is. I was like, and they were like, "He's looking at me." I was like, "He's not looking at you. He's looking at everyone. He's a professional and everything." But then I found out that he was looking at me, and I was there in the middle of both because he told me after that in the backstage, he told you, "Is Sonia going to be there?" I didn't even know who he was, but he saw the first English podcast we did, and I think he thought I was hot or something. So
obviously,
at the after party of this show, he came to bum me a cigarette, and that's how we.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Smoke. He doesn't even smoke, but then he came to bum a cigarette, and we fucked since then. Yeah, it was awesome.
So, gentlemen, if you listen to this, that's what you need, basically. If there's a lady you like, even if you don't smoke, try to get her to smoke.
Exactly, and look cool while doing it, because that's how he got me.
I'm going to ask him. I want to know what happened, but I don't want it to be on camera anyway. I want to know.
Yeah, of course. I would love to be a fly on the wall at this time, because I didn't even know. And I even asked him, why did we break up? Like, I'm super in agreement with this separation, but I'm like, every time that someone asks me, I say I truly don't know, and they think I'm lying, but I'm not. I'm taking all the blame, and that I
how do you not know? That is crazy.
Because it started.
That's like
with
someone
a fight
saying, "Why are you in jail?" And you're like, "I have no fucking idea."
I'm sure some people.
It could
say
be
that.
The dead people, but I don't know. I don't know what.
I know it's a huge fight that just got out of hand.
It escalated,
and then after living like my breakup and my heartbreak and everything, I just realized that actually I think I was more productive, more successful, and was focusing more on like growth.
Yeah.
Before I met him, even though it was amazing all the time we had together, I feel like it was not what I want long term.
You took all the positives from it, and you both did. You both learned a lot, and you moved forward. That's what relationships are supposed to be, by the way.
Exactly, and especially since it's in good terms like that. Like Ellen and her ex on Instagram. I don't know if you follow this saga a little bit.
No, I only catch little glimpses when they write articles, and I'm like, immature. I don't know why this is the thing. But at first, I thought she was faking it. I thought that it was like fake because it seems too stupid. You too, you think it's faked.
We'll talk about it later.
I was going to bring her. I was going to send her a text to be like, come back on the phone. But then it's like, if I bring her back now, I don't want to, like, she's already talking about all that shit. I don't want her to come here and talk about all that shit. Like I want, like, be free. I don't think she wants to just talk about her fucking ex-boyfriend.
She won't, because he just did a podcast to talk about the breakup, and it's like so fucking bitch. He's a fucking asshole. I hope he watched
that
one day.
What did he say?
He just keeps on bashing her on his stories.
What does he say? Because I don't know this guy. I don't watch.
He's saying either lies or very personal things that should not be in the public eye.
Like insulting things?
He's just trying to hurt her publicly.
Like, yo, this bitch doesn't pay her taxes. Like, what kind of stuff?
Stuff like that.
Oh, I get
didn't say that exactly, but this kind of stuff, like that, everything, she's fake, she's lying to you. He just keeps on inventing stuff every time she even like hint him in some live or whatever, he goes for like 15 stories because he's so butthurt of just like bashing her. And I'm like, and then he keeps on saying, I wish her the best, but she's a fucking hoe, but I'm okay with the separation. But everything says, I'm so heartbroken, I still love you, but he just keeps on like insulting her, and she just moved on.
Isn't
like,
he a porn star?
Yes, he's a porn star. So just go porn star and get the fuck out of her life. That's how I see it. I'm very animate about this thing because he's a fucking bitch how he's dealing with that. And just
I think this is all ridiculous. Why is
Justin
this public?
We're like, exactly. If me and Justin were just starting to bash
on
each
your
other
stories,
publicly,
I would have to unfollow both of you idiots.
Right. Yeah. Exactly, and I would understand why you would do that. It's crazy. Like,
this guy, do I care? Talk to him.
I've never had one bad word to say, even when we separated. And one of the first things that Justin told me, he was like, I know you're going to have to announce it to your people at some point, because I announced I was in a relationship like 3 weeks before we separated. So people thought it was like a very small fling, but we were together for much longer than that.
Yeah, you kept it secret.
I was just keeping it a secret. And then the first thing you said is that I know you're going to have to announce it to your community, but I just ask you not to drag me. And I was like, I have not one bad word to say against you. I'm never going to.
He's such a good dude.
Exactly.
If you dragged him, we'd be enemies. We'd be mortal enemies.
Oh, I get it. And that's what I would expect from you. Exactly. Yeah. No, the next girl he's going to have in his life is going to be very lucky, because he's amazing at everything. He's Sonia approved. But don't go too fast, please. I'm still little bit there.
Hey, that's kind of... Oh, you don't want him to move on. You don't want him to move on.
Oh, yeah, move. I want him to be happy.
Oh, you could blow a dentist and get Invisalign. Oh, but this guy can't go bang some chicks.
I can bang whoever he wants. I want him to be happy, if I can bang him sometimes, I'm going to be happy with that.
Yeah, I think he's happy with that shit, too. But all right, look, Sonia, this was a fucking fun episode.
That was so cool.
I'm glad you came to do it in English. I'm going to bring you in French soon. We have to talk about your podcast. We're going to start it.
Yes.
You just need to find a good co-host.
Yes.
That wants to be part of your world.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be trustworthy and reliable as well.
Yeah, we'll get you a good producer. It'll
That's
be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it might be him. We'll see.
And if you can also, I wanted to ask you if you could, I really want to do more English podcasts because I feel like I pretty much did everything I had to do.
You
want to
do the intellectuals?
Yeah. I actually asked you to do it
a long time
Adam.
Ago. But it was weird. Remember, it was the weird... really
she would
weird.
Be the Black Widow of the retarded Avengers.
I know, but she, yeah, she'd be Black Widow. Yeah,
I know.
She's
I mean,
Scarlett Johansson. Huh? You know Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
So that would be you. So okay. You know the Avengers? She's Black Widow?
Yeah. I know
this
that
is
because
the
of
retarded
Justin.
Avengers. You're the retards. You'd be Black
That's
Widow.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'd be the redheaded.
I want to do that. But also, if you know way more about the English podcast community in Montreal, if you can hook me up with like podcasts that I've never heard of or whatever.
Yes, I have many.
I would love to do English podcasts. That's what I'm touring out there.
I have many.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We'll talk.
I need to, my message needs to be not only French from now on. That's how I feel.
The message, if I understood correctly, is fake being a cock sometimes. There are different ways of getting Invisalign without $10,000. I like these messages. These are good messages.
Right?
But we're gonna talk. We're going to do the whole podcast thing. And I'll hook you up with all my friends. Like, you could do their podcast.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
And the intellectual is going to be a good one when you come on.
Yeah.
But we have to get Adam back in studio because he's in house arrest right now.
Yeah.
So once he's out of house.
Oh, shit. Okay, no, I need Adam to be on it. I'm fascinated by this guy. I need to meet him and traumatize him, please.
Oh, yeah. We all want to see that. Trust
me.
I'll dress like a hoe.
Trust me. We've been waiting for this moment.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
When he's just like staring at your boobs and he can't.
I'm going to put the biggest cleavage I can. That's for done. Sure. Oh, my guys, goal is to make sure he wants to be back in house arrest. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
He's going to commit a sex crime.
He's going to be saying, guys, please, these things are very personal.
Yeah, and I've seen him, how he talks about sex work and his opinion of sex work. I really want to meet him. Because he's so against me.
Jeez,
that's how I think. Yeah. I was screaming on my TV. Like, I have so many things to say to that dude. How is he? When is he coming out?
Soon. House arrest is done soon. In a month.
Really?
Yeah. By October, I think.
I got to call him up. I've been...
You've been neglecting him.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he is very annoying.
Yeah, that's why I want to meet him. He's so fascinating. I need to... I cannot live without meeting this person because I have too many questions I need to answer.
Does she know the story of the rooftop?
Yeah, she knows.
Oh, she knows. Okay.
Yeah,
the rooftop? No?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. I'll trust you.
She knows. I'll tell you after. She knows. All right, Sonia von Sacher. Links are in the description. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matthias. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all.